All right, we got Colter Lubin from the Department of Natural Resources in Escanaba on the horn here. How you doing, bud?
Awesome. You, Adam?
I'm doing excellent. Looking forward to some more duck hunting. Looking forward to opening archery season this year. And I know that you've been kind of keeping tabs on the bear check. So let's start there and get that out of the way. It seems like things have been pretty steady Eddie since the last week about this time. Are you noticing bear checks changing at all or fluctuating?
All I know is that our largest processor there, Soderman's Meat Processing in Gladstone, has been busy, busy with bears. They've run over 80 bears, and they usually do between 80 and 100 for the year. So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they've done that many, of course, you know. But they've said they've been really busy, and they're registering a lot of bears and then a couple of really nice ones, too.
Anything that you've heard about that's over 4?
Yes. Soderman's did 2 last week that were both over 460.
That's a big
bears. One was right, I think, 460 right on, and then one was 464. And that 464 was shot in, I heard the rumblings were in the Rock Little Lake area, somewhere, you know, in that stretch there.
Wow, so technically in the Gwynn unit then?
Yes, that would be in the Gwynn unit. Yep, that was a Gwynn unit bear.
That's a big bear for up there, and I know there's a lot of people who are probably pretty jealous right now listening, but I've been hearing some great numbers so far. How are the numbers shaking out as far as compared to last year or the last 5 years or so?
You know, for this time right now, my bear check stations are at average or above average right now, and that's the Kearney unit and the Gwynn unit. That's, you know, most of the bears that get registered through the cooperators that work with us. And that Kearney unit, Adam, we talked about that, you know, some of the bear complaints early on. You know, some parts of the Kearney unit are, you know, they're probably not overflowing with bears, but there are certain areas, you know, down in the farming region of central Menominee County there, there's just a lot of bears. They've got a lot of bears on camera, and they're having, you know, real good success for those people that are out there hunting.
Well, let's move to the grouse then. We're a couple weeks into grouse season right now, and the leaves are starting to come down a little bit. Ferns are getting knocked down. It's still pretty thick out there for foliage, but what are you hearing from grouse hunters, and what are you seeing yourself?
Yeah, so, you know, I've definitely seen more grouse this year than I did last year. You know, I'm not much of a grouse hunter, but I'm in the woods a lot, and I'm, you know, always on the road driving. And, yep, seeing more grouse than last year. We do know that 2019 was a real tough year, though. You know, hunters really struggled to find birds last year. And then I've talked to some really diehard grouse hunters that are out there, you know, and I wouldn't say every day, but close to it. And they're telling me they're seeing more birds than last year, and they're actually having some good days, you know, some days that they classify as good. So I think that's a good sign. And like you said, when some of this foliage and stuff comes down a little bit, that'll concentrate the birds and make them a little bit, you know, a little bit easier to get to. You know, right now they're real spread out. They can be anywhere.
All right, Colter. Well, I appreciate your perspective on all this. I want to get back with you later this hour and continue this conversation and jump into your take on opening of archery deer season, because it's sounding pretty good right now. I want to see what you've been seeing. I know you got trail cameras out there. So we'll talk about that, and then I know you've been slaying some fish, too. You were in a tournament last weekend. Can we get a little more time from you to talk about all this and more?
Of course, Adam, anytime.
Wildlife tech Colter Lubin from the DNR in Esky. Stay tuned. We'll continue in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.